We are on Simon Resh Nun Beis Sif Hei. It's a long Sif. We just started the part on the Shulchan Aruch, middle of the page there, about grinding the wheat, milling the wheat before Shabbos. So let's go back to that line there. The Mutar Loseis Chitim Lesoch Rechaim Shomayim Somuch Lechashecha. You may place wheat inside the mill that gets functioning through the water wheel on Shabbos. So you're putting it on right before Shabbos, and the mill will grind up the wheat for you on Shabbos without you really doing anything. It happens by itself. So we're going to look at Sif, Mem, Vav, and Mem. Let's do a little bit of Ramah also. V'lo chayshina, we're not concerned for the problem of lahashma's call, for the noise that it makes, because everyone knows that someone's grinding wheat on Shabbos. You know, that's usually a problem. V'yinyomra, people would say, oh, rechaim shel ploni, tochanes b'Shabbos, so-and-so's mill is working on Shabbos, right? So the Ramah says we're not concerned about it. However, v'yesh osrim, there are those who prohibit to do this berechaim, b'chol mokom sheish lochush, in any circumstance where you can be concerned for lahashmas kol, for the fact that it raises, that makes that kind of noise. So this Ramah seems to bring two opinions. He brings a lot of sources in the brackets. Tur, Tosus Rosh, Smak, Hagos Maimoni, Chuvas Mari, and then Mariville, etc. And then Ramah concludes, V'hochi Nogla Chachila, and that's the custom initially. That since the mill makes noise, we don't use it, can't do this. Miu, however, B'mokum Pseid, in a place where there's a financial loss, Yesh L'hokal, one can be lenient. Kamosh is Barlow, also Simon Reish Mamdalad. We already explained in Simon Reish Mamdalad. So let's stop over there. That's a good place to stop. All right, so we're going to go back to Sif Cotton Mem Vov. Losei Schitim. Mishabura says, V'hu Adin, and this would similarly be the law. You can even open up the water that was held back. Remember, the water, you don't want it going all the time. You only want when you want to ground wheat. So whatever you slip open to let the water flow into the wheel so it will grind, you could do that too. Shall through that, where the water is rushing, the mill works. Could do this all before Shabbos. This is the Shulchan Aruch's opinion now. Could do this all before Shabbos. Mem Zayin Shel Maim. This could be done of water. Now, there's other kinds of mills. What other kind of mill is there? Well, that's true. But the one with the donkeys running. So what about that with the donkeys running? Can you do that on Shabbos? The lo shel behema, not of an animal. Because why? Dara mitzava al shvisas b'emptis, commanded that his animal should not work on Shabbos. So there's no problem with the wheat, but the problem's with the animal. Sifkat and memches. Now the Ramah says, explains, Shulchan Aruch, this first opinion is not concerned with the noise that comes from that. But the next opinion that the Ramah brings, all those many names, is that they prohibit using the mill under any circumstances where there's an issue of noise. Says the Mishnah Rura, B'chol Mokom Klal Kol Al Bazeh, he incorporates in this statement anything that's Kiyetzeb, is anything similar to a mill in regards to Hamashmiya Kol, that gives off a lot of noise when the work is happening. The Avsha Milsa, it creates, it becomes recognizable. I don't know how your English translates that.
Widely known.
Becomes widely known. V'ika zilusa de Shabbos, as a denigration of Shabbos. In other words, all these other things, let's say you opened up the water to irrigate your field. It doesn't make noise. Nobody knows you're irrigating your field. But here it's, Chaim Yankel's mill is going. Right? So that's although it's nothing usser about this, rabbinically now, It just doesn't seem right that on Shabbos the whole world knows that your wheat is being ground up on Shabbos. Moshe Kosev v'Darkei Moshe, as it says in the Darkei Moshe. And that's going to be a general rule. Things that make a lot of noise, you can't do on Shabbos. So let's say, theoretically, you have a dishwasher. In the good old days, when they used to make a lot of noise. So even though, let's say, you have it set on a timer, although there were lots of reasons why you couldn't do it anyway, but let's say you had it set on a timer, and let's say your meal's over at 2 o'clock, the dishes will be in by 2:30, the timer goes on at 3. Right? So there's no problem, theoretically. Still, if it made a lot of noise, then that's all, you know, that's a problem too. So that's the issue he says. Now, but if the mill that the Jew wants to operate and put his wheat on Erev Shabbos, what if the mill belongs shel ein Yehudi? It belongs to a non-Jew. It's a non-Jewish mill. All you're doing is bringing your grain to the non-Jew. It's Christopher's mill, okay? Christie's mill, and you're just putting your grain over there like anybody else who might do it. No one knows it's your grain. Bevada shor, then it's certainly allowed. Losay sasocha to put grain in there miba'od yom from before Shabbos. Fuadin, similarly, if the Jew hiskiru lenu, if he lends out he rents out his mill to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew is working. The Jew rents out the mill from Christie. It's Christie's mill. It's Christie's mill. The Jew is renting it out from the goy. He's renting Christie's mill for a day. Now, v'im Yisrael maser leinu Yehudi hatfum uvod yom. What if the Jew gives the grain to the non-Jew so that the non-Jew should grind it? Aha. You brought the grain in on Friday morning, and you say, okay, Christy, I'd like you to grind up my grain. Even though he grains it on Shabbos, sure, it's allowed with all the conditions we've already said in the past. If, for example, Shekotzatz, you set up the price beforehand, and you tell him he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, etc., etc. It's not in a Jewish neighborhood, whatever. The Eina Yehudi died on Shabbos, because then the non-Jew is doing it for himself. Rakshalo Yamni Solas, but the Jew shouldn't stand there. Stand nearby to make sure everything's working out. Dimichsi, because then it looks like Kishlucho. Then it looks like the non-Jew is his actual agent. Kamosha Kosta so Simon Shin sign, as we said over there. Ulitzercha Pesach, let's say we need it for Pesach, we need to have your wheat watched. Remember, you have to, we're talking about Shmura Matzah, and the wheat has to be watched, it doesn't get wet. So now you say he's grinding your wheat, and the only time he can grind it is Shabbos, and you want to watch to make sure that the wheat doesn't get wet. Mutrali Yisrael Yisrael, you may stand there at the time of the grinding. So to see that Hashem become chametz, interesting. Or you can place a Jewish guard over there to sit there when the non-Jew grinds it. To be careful, shall yiknov any yudi, the non-Jew doesn't steal any of the grain. Just because Christie's doing it, and his name is Christie, doesn't mean he's honest. Ubovad, however, shall daver, but don't speak with him. Bishum esik, with anything with the business. Kamosh kazam lel b'sof, as we already learned earlier at the end of. Simen reish mem dalit, look in the achronim. Okay, so again, the Ramah is concluding that one should not operate the mill on Shabbos, even though you've said it all before, if it's a Jewish mill, unless there is a place of financial loss. Then we can be lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bimkom Pseida Hatama, what's the reason? Does Yochel Yismach Hatas Shon? They're going to rely on the first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch brought. Shemakeles litein mibodion, that allows us to be lenient to give the wheat into the mill before Shabbos, even if it's making noise. There is such an opinion. Aval b'Shabbos, but to do it on Shabbos itself, to put the grain in the mill, Osir Litain, you can't do that. If I feel like they anyhood, even have a non-Jew by telling a non-Jew, if I feel Schira, even though it's he rents him out for the whole year, and look early in Simon Reishman Gimel Mishnah Berurah, etc., etc. De Yase Shtar Mechira, make a shtar where you sell the mill, Lein Yehudi. Do Mocher Lo Al Shabbos, he sells him for the Shabbos, and now he uses it himself, and he's not a shlich for the Jew at all. Let's take a look at the Piskei Tshuva now.
They don't cover windmills, which run all the time. That's interesting.
Even that, they would...
That runs all the time. There's nothing you can do. I mean, it's just...
But I don't know if it's a mill, though.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
To grind grain? I don't know. Okay, let's take a look in the Piskei Tshuva over here.
All the Dutch mills, they're all running.
All right. So he said it's in a financial loss, even if it makes noise, you could do it as we learned in Simon Reish Mem Dalad. So the Piskei Tshuva again clarifies us what's going on over there. He says, there it is explained, we don't allow it only when it's a great financial loss. Only a great financial loss will we allow you to have something set up before Shabbos that makes noise on Shabbos. And the reason why we don't generally want to do this is because it's a place of zilzul. We're denigrating the honor of the Shabbos, that people will think that you started the job on Shabbos. Even though, let's say, the noise does not make itself all the way into the public thoroughfare. Remember, your mill is somewhere on your farm, which could be many miles away from Main Street, right? And only your family hears the noise, and your family wouldn't suspect you. So all the rabbis did not split up when they make their gzeiros. When they make their decree, they say, we don't, things that make noise, forget it. That's all. It only makes noise in your house, and nobody else is hearing. We don't make a difference in the decrees. Unless the work will be done in a non-Jew's establishment, and there's no Jew at all, and that's okay, because Jews, non-Jews make noise. What are we going to suspect? A non-Jew is milling his own grain. Even though, by the goy, we only allow it if the... Im habalim Yehudi, and that's for his parnasa. Ein lahatir. Okay, so there. No, let's continue now. New point. Therefore, comes out we should not be lenient if the Jew is an owner and this is his business. He owns the mill. Okay. Even though nowadays we can make everything operate completely mechanically with nobody even being there at all, but you can't do that because that would just turn your Shabbos into a weekday. Even though your business is running, you know, without anybody there, you can't do it. So let's say washing machines and dryers, or a dishwasher, all these types of things, and other things, printing presses, things like that, and other electronic things. We're getting all these interesting modern Hebrew words again. Let's see what that one is for you. Okay, and even though, and even if some of them do not make noise, okay, we should not allow that an Erev Shabbos for it to run the entire Shabbos unless there's a great financial loss, except unless there are certain electronic things that you don't hear, you don't see, nothing, then there's nothing to worry if they're not for your Parnassa. Okay, so now you'd have to, you know, delve into the different... issues over here. So again, if it's not for your parnassah, if it's your parnassah, we don't want your parnassah running on Shabbos. Interesting. Unless there's a hefsed merubah.
So what would it be for?
You something.
Yeah, let's say your computer's on to receive emails. It's not doing anything. Right?
So you should just. To have it run and shut
it. You don't want to turn it off. I don't know.
Is that online shopping?
You're downloading something. You start the download right before Shabbos.
So that after Shabbos, it'll be ready for you. It doesn't make any noise. It makes absolutely no noise.
Right.
You should turn off any of the beeps. When you get emails or things like that, it can beep.
Does that have a benefit from loading it?
No,
even
but
though
it's,
you don't use it on Shabbos.
No, but it, but there's right. nothing. You're not doing anything. You're doing absolutely nothing.
And it's quiet.
And the computer's not making a sound. And as a matter of fact, the screen is black.
Yeah. Just in the background.
Well, that would happen regardless. Because
if you shut it off,
yeah.
No power, then nothing happens. It can't download.
Oh, yes,
nothing.
It does.
No.
Your computer will continue receiving
it
emails.
Cannot. No. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. Oh, and you'll turn it on the next day. All of a sudden, 25 emails comes in
That's
at
correct.
That time. But it didn't receive it yet.
Oh, it did already.
No,
it's
no.
Stored in there.
No, no. It's maybe on the server, but not on your computer.
If you can't connect to the internet, they won't be there.
All right.
It's if your machine is totally off, there's no power going into your computer, nothing is happening.
The power continuously going to the computer
no,
when you shut it off.
It doesn't. It doesn't, my friend. It doesn't. It doesn't. Trust me. And you can't
That's
download. Certainly can't download anything. You certainly can't download anything.
It's on all the time. Unless you unplug it from the wall. That's the only way.
That's the same as turning
it off. If it's plugged in, it runs.
It's
yep.
Sammy, you turned the power off. It's not running.
Oh, it's
the same
running,
as the
right.
radio. The radio is plugged in, but it's off.
No. If you turn the radio off, nothing's happening.
Yeah, what about the radio
can
with
I
timers
question?
And all that? With the
one second.
The clock is running all the time, and you benefit from
so
it.
So a clock isn't doing it. So that's good. A clock doesn't make any noise. It's not your
okay,
business.
It doesn't make noise.
No, but the
so
thing
so fine. The clock is running. It's telling you the time. But
so you benefit from it.
You're not benefiting. Looking at the time, knowing what time is not considered a benefit.
Okay.
A benefit is it's heating your food on Shabbos. And even then, we said you can do it. It's set before Shabbos. It's set to run before Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any noise at all, and you just know the time. That's all. It doesn't take away from Shabbos that you happen to know the time.
Okay.
It doesn't take away at all.
The question I have with the computer is, if it's 1 minute before Shabbos and it's a file that takes 2 hours to download and you want it right after Shabbos, can you press download?
That's not a problem because it's not...
According to the rabbi, it's not a problem.
No one's doing any work.
The
computer's working. Your computer's allowed to work on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
As long as it's not making noise. Your computer's not making noise as long as you're not... involved with the computer, standing over it the whole 2 hours, making sure it downloads.
We don't allow to use near pencils or things, just in case we may use it. So here we are, the computer is on, and we're saying, okay, but how about temptation to you, though, to watch, let's see what happens. That doesn't happen. What about the pen?
First of all, if after a very short period of time, the screen says it goes on, it goes black. It goes black.
Touch the mouse and boom.
Well, you have to stay away. So, Taki, you have to be careful.
It's a temptation.
No, it's not. You're not going to do it. You know, again, it's. You have to know if you are mamish tempted for it, and you don't do it. It depends. If it's in your office, you know, you close up the office. You don't go in the office.
You don't go in the office anyway.
So, for me, okay, what I do because where my computer is my swarm, and I learn. So I shut off all the power before Shabbos. I shut the computer off, I shut the mouse off, I shut the keyboard off. Besides, it saves the batteries. But, because you're right. Because if you don't, you just go to your table, you sit by the table, you'll turn the screen will go on. But if we're talking about, if let's say it's an office that you don't work in, and you just close the office, that's it, you don't go in there, or you don't sit at the table there, then that's not a problem. All right, what else? What else? Let's see. I mean, so that's the real nature of the things. Is it something you can just walk away from it and you have nothing to do with it on Shabbos? Or is it something you're going to like be paying attention to it sort of on Shabbos? So that's, same thing if you, let's say you have your answering machine on. The answering machine makes noise, it's a kind that, you can hear it.
Broadcasts
it.
You can hear
it. Okay, then that's, unless it's mamish, a dangerous situation. You need to know.
So you can't do that. You can't do the...
if it's World War II and they're telling you when there's curfew, okay, then you could do that. I'm just saying, but life and death issues. But you should have it turned off that you don't hear the messages on Shabbos.
Right.
That you should have. It could take messages for you on Shabbos.
So
my phone, if anybody... First of all, nobody calls me on Shabbos. It's never once that I can recall. And after Shabbos, you pick up the messages. It was an important message.
Are you at the library saying I have a...
It's never. Not on a Shabbos. During a weekday, it could be. I mean, maybe on a Yontif sometimes.
No, I used to do it on Saturday.
Let's say it's a doctor's appointment. But on Shabbos, you're never going to get a doctor's appointment. But again,
reminder,
so the machine is... But if your machine is quiet,
it's okay.
And the phone is taking messages because it has a call answer or whatever... But you don't hear it when it's doing it, so then that's not a problem. You can, it's on. Your phones are all, if you pay for that plan, it's automatic. It's call answering.
When my daughter was in Israel,
you have the message is there. Same thing, your daughter could call the house and give you an update on Shabbos. It's not her Shabbos, but it's your Shabbos. She gives you an update for 10 minutes. This is what I did on Shabbos.
Yeah.
She could do that. Because your phone is allowed to work. That's the point. All right, now, what?
Air conditioners that make a lot of noise, with the compressor going on and off, but you can have that on, I presume, on Shabbos.
Well, first of all, it's a big tsar.
It's not a steady noise, it's just...
I know, but that's the point. In the middle of Shabbos, it goes...
You're not turning it on.
No, we're talking about the dishwasher that goes on at 2:30.
The air conditioning is something you need. It could be unbearably hot, and you can't enjoy the shower.
Well, that's why it's a steady noise. It doesn't just go on for a second.
No, the difference is the dishwasher was not on, and now it's on. You don't have to wash your dishes on Shabbos. That's not an emergency.
We're talking about noise.
It does make noise.
Yes.
But I'm saying that the air conditioner, that's a real tzarech Shabbos.
That's the wise.
First of all, a number of things. A mill is your business.
Yeah.
A mill is your business. Okay? Oh, Chaim Yaakov's business is open.
It's making noise the whole 24 hours. The air conditioning takes 2 seconds to hear a noise and then it stops.
He's talking about a window air conditioner. You're talking about central air conditioning.
It's outside. What do you care?
No.
It's making a noise.
No. You hear it blowing.
We talked about this before.
It's blowing. It's not quiet in your house. When you have a window.
Oh, you mean to hear the noise of the air moving? Is that
central air? You're
talking about central air?
It's not making a difference. Oh. The central air compressor. We set a window that you can hear this.
Nah, that's not real noisy. Ooh. That would wake you up.
It's not for you.
No, you don't. That's not a noise. That's a very minimal noise.
Yeah.
That's not a very loud. First, it's in the noise is in the basement. It's in the boiler.
Listen. This comes on every Saturday.
You don't call that a major noise.
Yeah.
That's not a major noise.
Noise.
We're talking about a mill. Have you ever been at a mill? It depends. The old time ones made much more noise than the ones that make now. The old ones, 40 years ago. There's a reason why they had to advertise then silent running. Right? Again, these ideas are, the question is, what's the feeling of Shabbos? Shabbos should be a day where there's quiet. We don't want noise from your business. Because, you know the expression, a guy says, man, when I hear that, I hear dollars. You know that idea? When the ring, cha-ching, right? I hear dollars. If you have a mill and you hear the mill making noise, your mind, no matter what you say, saying, I hear dollars. And then, and it reminds you that your wheat is grinding and all that kind of stuff and work is happening. That takes away from the spirit of Shabbos. There's no question about it. Than if your mill was not running. Come on, you hear your mill making money for you on Shabbos. Don't say, well, I don't think about it. And if all of a sudden it would break, who would you notice what's going on? Well, you hear, and then stops. Uh-oh, what happened to my mill? It's making noise. It's saying in not so many words, Chaim Yankel's making money on his mill today. Right? And you can't have that on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't have that. The air conditioner, first of all, people can't live. First of all, you can't, if you're on a 12th floor of an apartment building, you're going to die. You can't have any Shabbos. Your mamish can't have any Shabbos. And you're not saying, oh, I'm making money that the air conditioner is going on. You know, that becomes a standard. You're losing money. I'm saying that becomes, and it's a standard. Everybody has it. Everybody's living with air conditioning, and it has nothing to do with making any money. That's the critical point over here. Wait, this thing's humming away. Baruch Hashem, it's humming away on Shabbos when it's 40 degrees outside. You know, I have Oinik Shabbos from that, and no one's thinking about making Parnassah from that. Right? That's what we missed that. So we said if you go in that room, a lot of times when you go to the table, you'll turn. Yeah, but if the mouse is on, it puts the screen on. So why do you want to have the mouse on? Uses the battery. Yeah, I'm just saying. Again, on Shabbos, standard procedure, Erev Shabbos, I turn computer off, I turn the mouse off, I turn the keyboard off. Finished. That's all. You know, but you're right, if the computer technically, I don't know, maybe if you move the mouse, maybe it does something.
Yeah, by mistake. Might be a little laser thing that...
I don't know. But what's the big deal? Just turn it off. It's just one click.
The receiver's off too.
You know. I mean, you might. Let's put it this way: you might move it, the mouse. I don't know, but okay. Anyway,
move furniture on Shabbos.
Okay, computers, things like this.
Mouse is a
moksa.
There's no Shabbos purpose. It's moksa.
Okay, but the main rule with all these electronic gizmos: if you don't hear anything and you don't see what they're doing, then it's okay to have them on Shabbos. That's what we're saying. If they're making a lot of noise, then you can't have them running on Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. There's a little bit more Shulchan Aruch. One more line of the Shulchan Aruch. And where is that? One more line. Yeah, here we go. Mutar. Now we're going to talk about your clocks. Okay. Mutar lahamid. You could set up before Shabbos. Kli mashkoles. Shakarin Zeiger. Okay, you can set up, I don't know what he calls Kli Mashkol, so it means a utensil of weight, but it means
pendulum.
A watch.
Pendulum.
A pendulum. Yeah. You can set a clock.
Grandfather.
Mayor of Shabbos. Afal Pisha Mashpina Kolingo makes noise. Click, yeah. Clock. Click, yeah. Clock. Lodia Shos Shabbos tells the Shabbos, right? Kakol Yod, everybody knows, Shadar Kalamita Mashkol. Remember, the problem with the noise is someone thinks you turned it on Shabbos. One of the big reasons is it. But everyone knows you set a clock before Shabbos.
He's saying it's the one that rings every hour.
We'll have to see the Mishnah Berurah. All right, anyway, it's 6:30. We will continue this last point next week.